Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing South Carolina's entrepreneurial community. And as always, to help us with that topic is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, joining us by phone now from Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
Well, you know, from time to time, listeners will suggest something that we might highlight and talk about. And this is one of those weeks where listener has talked about the new Deep Orange project that's occurring at Clemson University International Center for Automotive Research up in Greenville. Number one, I think this is a great example of one of the leading knowledge economy kinds of initiatives in South Carolina. 15 years or so ago, there were endowed research chairs created by the state legislature. It's called the Smart State Program. Four of them came together to form the core of CUICAR. This is a leading graduate engineering program in the world in its discipline. So it's kind of cool that something like that is in South Carolina, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's been quite a while since you've given us an update on this. Explain Deep Orange.
So Deep Orange is a really cool project. It's a project-based learning approach where over a two-year period, students design and build a concept vehicle from the ground up. I mean, they do the market research, they do the design, the engineering, and we're now into year 11 of Deep Orange projects. This one happens to be sponsored by ExxonMobil Chemicals, and it's going to be unique because it's got four different kinds of innovations: powertrain, interior, body, a chassis, and then the autonomy. It's got three service models, which is care, share, and deliver. It's focused on a circular economy, which means you put materials into this system, you use them for some period of time, and then you recycle them. Really lightweight but durable structures, so they're very cost efficient. And so you got a group of students in South Carolina who are on the leading edge of how cars are being designed. One of the things we need to make sure is that when these folks graduate, that they end up staying in South Carolina so that this kind of innovation can occur here. This was suggested to me by Philip Riddle. He's with C-Datum, which is a company that provides augmented reality types of information technology systems. C-Datum is an entrepreneurial company, and so they're going to be working with Deep Orange so that these students can use these advanced tools to help bridge the gap in manufacturing skills, see the cars being designed with augmented reality in advance before, you know, anything's actually manufactured. And this is kind of on the leading edge of how this kind of design is being done.
And this entrepreneurial venture, this company that is partnering with CUICAR on this Deep Orange project, they're based in the upstate?
Yeah, they're in Duncan, South Carolina, which is in Spartanburg. Their augmented reality technology that they have, one of the things it does is focuses on user experience design. And I think that's kind of interesting when you think about cars, you know, how are users actually going to experience this vehicle? Interesting that students can be able to see this in three dimensions before they ever actually put the materials together. And hopefully they end up with better cars as a result.
And I don't suppose it's any coincidence that since the launch of CUICAR a decade and a half ago, that the automotive industry here in our state has continued to grow, not just in the upstate, but around the state.
Well, no question. We have definitely put our stake in the ground as being one of the leading places in not only the United States, but in the country where automobiles are made. Not only that, but we've started to attract some of the innovation and the R&D for how new vehicles are being developed. And I think that's something that we can continue to work on. I think people know us in terms of advanced manufacturing. As we move forward and start to get some of the innovation in R&D, then some of these really talented people like these students coming out of CUICAR can find a job in South Carolina and not have to go to Detroit or go to Germany or go to some other places in the world. And I think the best example of this is Michelin. When we started with their manufacturing, which is now in several different locations across the state, we got a corporate R&D facility, and then we ultimately got a regional headquarters, the Michelin America North America company. And imagine our ability to partner with an engineering program like Clemson and work our way up the the latter at, you know, other automotive companies that are global but happen to have a presence here in South Carolina right now.
Well, John, as always, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.